Hello and welcome. This is Sharon. I'll be reading the Pantograph for today, Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. We'll begin our reading on the front page of the paper with this week's Eats of the Week column. Rice and Spice, a place to savor. New eatery brings taste of Northern India to downtown. Residents can now spice up their palate following the addition of Rice and Spice Indian Grill to downtown Bloomington at 110 West Washington Street. Owned by husband and wife Manjo Tamang and Pooja Rani, the restaurant aims to offer the best North Indian food in town. "I think we only have one more Northern Indian restaurant in town," Rani said, noting that most of the others focus on South Indian flavors, which makes Rice and Spice a little different. "And we are serving great food." The restaurant owners also plan to offer American breakfast alongside their traditional North Indian food, she said. Rani was raised in Haryana, India, near Delhi, and moved abroad in 2008 to obtain a hotel management degree. This led her to the restaurant business, and she started working as a cook in a five-star hotel in Delhi. She then met her husband, who is Nepali, while on a trip to Dubai, and they moved to the United States after they married in 2015. After living in a few states and traveling throughout the Caribbean, they moved to the Chicago area, where they worked for Maharaji Indian Grill. After about 2 years, they decided they wanted to start looking for a place to open a restaurant of their own. Rani said she saw a listing for the former Michael's restaurant on Facebook Marketplace and drove 2 hours just to see it in April. The couple ultimately decided to buy the space from the former owners. They moved to the Bloomington Normal area in July and then opened Rice and Spice on September 28th. "I think this is the first Indian restaurant in downtown Bloomington," Rani said, adding that customers seem to appreciate their investment in downtown. Popular menu items at Rice and Spice include the garlic mozzarella naan, momos, which are Nepali dumplings, and sizzlers, which are their tandoori dishes served on hot plates. Tandoori dishes are typically meat-based and cooked in a tandoor or clay oven. Rani said they call them sizzlers because the dishes are sizzling hot, and the sound often catches customers' attention when they are served in the dining room. Rice and Spice also offers an occasional lunch buffet, which they previously had on holidays like Halloween and Diwali. They plan to offer Thanksgiving and Christmas buffets as well. Rani said a popular buffet item is the Pani Pura, which is a deep-fried, breaded, and hollow spherical shell filled with a combination of potato, onion, and chickpea. Rani said Pani Pura means water and food, so they are essentially water bowls. She said they are considering making Pani Puri a permanent menu option since several customers have requested it. "People are coming back, like regular guests, and they're bringing families and friends," Rani said. "So I love to hear those comments from the people when they are very, very happy, and it makes us motivated to keep doing what we are doing." Rani said they plan to debut a breakfast menu in the next 2 weeks, which will be offered from 7 to 10 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday, in addition to their normal lunch and dinner hours. The regular Rice and Spice menu includes appetizers like momos, pakora, samosas, chicken lollipops and paneer, soups, salads, and sides, various curries and specialties made with egg, goat, lamb, chicken, or vegetarian, a few seafood options like Amritsari machi, fried fish, prawn angare, and fish tiki, desserts, tea, and coffee, biryani and other rice entrees, various breads, and cold drinks including lassi, soda, and lemonade. There are several vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options throughout the menu as well. Tamang noted the key difference between North Indian and South Indian cuisine is North Indian food tends to be more rich and creamy with strong flavors, but typically mild to medium in the spice level. You can feel that taste and aroma, everything, so you can tell if it's good food, he said. People who are not familiar with Indian food sometimes assume it is all very spicy, but Tamang said that's not the case. Rani added that she's heard from a lot of Americans that they enjoy Indian food, especially in the winter, because a lot of the meals have ginger, garlic, cinnamon, and other spices that help to make your body warm, but not in a spicy hot way. She said they're looking forward to growing at Rice and Spice, but are focused on the Washington Street restaurant before they consider additional locations or expansion in the future. We try to do our best with good food, with the good service, and with the good attitude, so people can be happy and stay connected with us and keep coming back, Rani said. If you go, again, this is called Rice and Spice Indian Grill. They're located at 110 West Washington Street in Bloomington. Their hours are 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 4:30 to 10 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. They're closed on Monday. You can visit their website at riceandspiceindiangrill.com or reach them by telephone at 309-319-2765. Today's Flick Fact Question. English, of course, is a basic course for students throughout their 12 years of schooling in the Twin Cities. But in ever-expanding normal-based Unit 5, can you name how many students who speak a foreign language more fluently than English are enrolled in English as a second language courses? It's either 650, 985, or 1,100. And the answer, it may look like your basic all-American former rural community, but Unit 5 is proof that it's changing, more diversified pair of cities. There are 1,100 students in the English as a second language curriculum, up from 836 in 2023, in a school district of 12,593 students. That's nearly 12% of the entire district. And from the back pages of the Pantograph, how time flies locally. 100 years ago, November 13th, 1924. Charitable institutions of the city have called attention to the large quantities of apples that are going to waste on farms in the vicinity of Bloomington. Farmers who wish to confer a favor and do something that will be a benefit to the needy of the city can see that those apples otherwise going to waste on their farms are delivered to the places in the city of Bloomington and Normal where they are needed and can be used. If the farmers are too busy, it will be of great assistance to let some institution know they have them to give away, and arrangements will be made to send for them. 75 years ago, on November 13th, 1949, This year's community chest goal of $131,465 has been abandoned as a lost cause. After an extended campaign, the fund collected $118,406.39, about 90% of the goal. The shortfall means that the budgets of 15 charitable and welfare organizations in Bloomington Normal will be cut. 50 years ago, November 13, 1974, the McLean County Board to name the beach at Kamala Park the county's recreational development at Evergreen Lake in honor of departing member F. Russell Glassner. He was defeated in a re-election bid last week, but during his time on the board had chaired the board committee in charge of the recreational development. And 25 years ago today, November 13, 1999, Bloomington Normal's largest church will open Sunday, November 14th, in a sprawling new 150,000-square-foot building on Airport Road in Normal. Among the two floors at Eastview Christian Church are a carpeted gymnasium, food court with a Chesapeake bagel franchise, a bookstore, a nursery with the capacity for 500 children, and a 400-seat auditorium. Road closure near Bellflower planned. Mansfield Road, also known as County Road 3 or 4000 East Road, will be closed today about 1,100 feet south of 100 North Road near Bellflower. The closure is for pipeline maintenance, the McLean County Highway Department said. There will be temporary traffic signals set up starting on Tuesday, November 19th, and that closure will continue through Wednesday, November 27th. A Celtic Christmas by A Taste of Ireland will be offered at 7:30 p.m. on Monday, November 18th at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets can be purchased at atasteofirelandshow.com. Ashley McBride to play the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Country music artist Ashley McBride will perform at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, 600 Northeast Street, at 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 23rd. McBride is a member of the Grand Ole Opry, was named the Academy of Country Music Awards New Female Artist in 2019, and received a Grammy nomination for Best Country Album with her debut album, Girl Going Nowhere. She also has won the CMT Award for Breakout Artist, won New Artist of the Year at the 53rd Annual CMA Awards, and earned two nominations for the 2020 Grammys for Best Country Song and Best Country Solo Performance with the song Girl Going Nowhere. Her song One Night Standards was named one of the best songs of 2019 and was a top 10 RIAA Platinum Certified single, along with various other accolades. The ticket presale begins today at 10 a.m. Tickets start at $37 and can be purchased via Ticketmaster. Today in history, on November 13, 2015, Islamic State militants carried out a set of coordinated attacks in Paris at the National Stadium, in a crowded concert hall, in restaurants and on streets, killing 130 people in the worst attack on French soil since World War II. Also on this date in 1775, during the Revolutionary War, American troops captured Montreal under the command of General Richard Montgomery. In 1909, 259 men and boys were killed when a fire erupted inside a coal mine in Cherry, Illinois. In 1956, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed a lower court ruling which found Alabama bus segregation laws were illegal. In 1971, the U.S. space probe Mariner 9 went into orbit around Mars, becoming the first spacecraft to orbit another planet. In 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was dedicated on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. In 1985, some 23,000 residents of Armero, Colombia, died when a volcanic mudslide buried the city. And in 2021, U.S.-backed Northern Alliance fighters in Afghanistan entered Kabul as Taliban forces retreated from the capital city. Bloomington's five-day forecast: you can expect showers this afternoon and breezy skies. 2 to 4 hours of sunshine with a 65% chance of precipitation, an average relative humidity of 80%. The high temperature will be 54 degrees. There will be rain, mild and breezy skies tonight with a low of 46 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, partly cloudy and windy, with temperatures between 53 and 38 degrees. Friday will be sunny and not as cool. The high temperature will be 59 degrees and the low 38 degrees. Saturday, you can expect partial sunshine, temperatures between 57 and 44 degrees, and Sunday it will be cloudy and breezy, but the temperature will be 57 degrees and the low 40. The Pantograph reminds you that they have a commitment to accuracy, and they want you to let them know about issues regarding accuracy and fairness. You can contact them by calling 309-820-3242 or email ojacobs@pantograph.com. To see any past corrections, visit pantograph.com/corrections. The Illinois State Fair has announced that Def Leppard will perform at the grandstand on Saturday, August 16th. The band is known for hits like Pour Some Sugar on Me, Photograph, Love Bites, Rock of Ages, Foolin', and more. Their top albums include Pyromania, Hysteria, Diamond Star Halos, and Drastic Symphonies. The group is part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and has sold over 110 million albums, received 2 U.S. Diamond Awards, and garnered over 5.5 billion streams since adding their catalog to streaming in 2018, according to a news release. The band released a collaboration this year with Tom Morello called Just Like 73, which peaked at number 1 on the classic rock chart. Def Leppard is said to be one of the greatest live rock bands of all times, the news release said. Members include Joe Elliott, vocals, Phil Collin, guitar, Rick Savage, bass, Vivian Campbell, guitar, and Rick Allen, drums. Tickets will go on sale this Saturday, November 16th at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster, with prices ranging from $85 to $165. Pre-show party tickets will be available for $30. Standing room only track and tier 1 ticket prices will increase by $10 beginning on January 1st. The 2025 Illinois State Fair is scheduled August 7 through 17th in Springfield. Jenna Smith, nutrition and wellness educator for the University of Illinois Extension of McLean County, offers her weekly column. Today, she says, prioritize nutrition over the holidays. Food banks and pantries are essential for those facing hunger and food insecurity. Once seen as short-term solutions, they now serve growing numbers of people with chronic food insecurity, making assessing their long-term impact on health and well-being crucial. According to a study on food quality correlation with diet, food banks and pantries play a crucial role in addressing poverty and food insecurity. A telephone survey of food pantry users assessed the adequacy and quality of the food provided. Results showed that while food baskets help alleviate hunger, they often lacked essential nutrients. Half of the recipients faced food insecurity, with many also experiencing obesity, anemia, and chronic diseases. Baskets with more fruits and vegetables were linked to better dietary quality. The study emphasizes the importance of improving food aid quality for better health outcomes. What are some foods to gravitate toward if they are readily available? Nuts, like almonds, walnuts, and pecans, are rich in healthy fats and serve as excellent sources of plant-based protein. Whole grains, including brown rice, oats, and beans, provide essential fiber, supporting digestive health. If fresh produce is available, it offers valuable vitamins and minerals that are often lacking in many diets, making them a highly beneficial addition. Having a well-balanced diet provides the energy and nutrients necessary for staying active, supporting growth and repair, and preventing diet-related illnesses. It helps maintain a healthy weight, and diets rich in key nutrients like vitamins A, B, C, and E, as well as minerals such as zinc, iron, and selenium, can strengthen the immune system. Eating a diet rich in whole grains, low in saturated fat, and high in fiber can reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, while fruits, vegetables, and oily fish promote heart health by maintaining blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Calcium-rich foods, along with vitamin D, help strengthen bones and teeth, preventing bone loss. A healthy, varied diet combined with exercise also helps manage weight, lowering the risk of diabetes and heart disease. Registered dietitian Barbara Intermel offers us her column, Preserving Summer's Goodness. After a long, hot summer, we're finally feeling the chill of fall. So the rush is on to get to the last of the apples on the two trees in our yard before the frost hits. I enlisted the help of my grandkids with an enticing offer of a prize to the one who bagged the most apples, and it worked. My neighbors have also been encouraged to pick as many apples as they can reach, and there will still be plenty to feed a few resident squirrels and the cute little bunny that has made itself at home under our shed. To me, nothing beats the taste and texture of freshly picked anything, especially apples. According to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, one of my small but mighty apples provides almost 4 grams of dietary fiber, plus important amounts of calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, and other nutrients, all for about 75 calories. Apples are one of the most common fruits around the world, according to a 2022 article in the Journal of Food Science. And these researchers provide evidence to suggest that an apple a day may truly keep the doctor away. Besides supplying natural energy, apples contain nutrients and other natural substances that encourage normal growth, bone health, and resistance from disease. Even the type of fiber in apples is appealing, pardon the pun. Most, about 70% of an apple's fiber, is the soluble type in the form of pectin. This type of fiber is known for its help with digestion, as well as aiding in the control of blood sugars and cholesterol. Apples are also rich in what scientists call bioactive compounds, which work to prevent chronic inflammation that can lead to diseases like heart disease and cancer. Now, how best to preserve the healthful yumminess of these crisp, sweet beauties until my tree brings more next year? I can start by keeping them cool. Apples last several times longer when they are stored in cold, not freezing conditions, rather than at room temperature, according to the Iowa State University Extension. Storing them in a perforated bag will also help preserve their taste and texture. My neighbor makes applesauce with the fruit she gets from our trees. I'm not that energetic, so I slice and freeze them instead. And to keep them from browning, here's what the National Center for Home Food Preservation at the University of Georgia suggests. Dissolve 1/2 teaspoon of ascorbic acid, also known as vitamin C, in 3 tablespoons of water. Sprinkle that mixture over the fruit and toss it together. Apples can also be blanched in boiling water for about a minute to stop the browning process. I like to mix my apple slices with a bit of sugar and cinnamon before I seal them into freezer bags. This will make a great apple crisp or apple bread. It's time to let the apple season begin. If you ever have any questions regarding nutrition and would like to contact Barbara, you can email her at barbara@quinsessentialnutrition.com. We'll take a short break now and then return with the second half of the Pantograph for Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. I hope you'll stay tuned.